USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge in Virginia is to sentence President Trump's former campaign chairman today. Paul Manafort, convicted last year of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying, he pleaded guilty to similar charges in a Washington, D.C. case and will be sentenced next week for that. A former Air Force fighter pilot turned Republican U.S. Senator, Arizona's Martha McSally, revealing that she was raped during her military career.
I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying during a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military,
like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
She says it almost led her to quit the Air Force. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
An American TV icon says he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. 78-year-old host of Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek, says he's going to beat it.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
The majority of Americans support Israel in its conflict with the Palestinians, but a survey finding that the support is the lowest it's been in a decade. The new Gallup poll out this morning finding that 59% of Americans surveyed are more sympathetic to Israel, down 5% from last year. Around 20% say they side with the Palestinians. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Alabama teenager now suing an abortion clinic for terminating his unborn child without his consent. A Madison County judge recognized the baby known as Baby Roe as a plaintiff in 19-year-old Ryan Mager's lawsuit against the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives. Mager says his girlfriend aborted the 6-week fetus against his wishes in February of 2017, and he then sued because Alabama law recognizes the personhood of a fetus. The teen's lawyer says he believes the case could make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Two Republican senators who are doctors as well, very much at odds over mandatory vaccinations. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was forcefully defending mandatory vaccinations after Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky ripped the requirements as a danger to liberty. Cassidy said vaccinations are a key public health safeguard, making the comment in debate yesterday after Paul's criticism of what he called forced vaccinations. Though Paul says he and his children have been vaccinated, the Senate continues to debate vaccinations after 11 states have reported over 200 cases of measles recently. And Heinz introducing two new mayonnaise flavors. Mayo Must is mayonnaise mixed with mustard. Mayo Q mixes it with barbecue sauce. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.